Hello, and welcome to Daily Hope with Pastor John S. Dickerson. At the end of this episode, I'd encourage you to take a moment and check out cp.church on your web browser. Connection Point is a church that is fully online, and we've created digital tools specifically to help you follow Jesus every day from anywhere in the world. Well, I pray this short devotional inspires and challenges you to take the next step in your faith journey. Now, let's hear from Pastor John.
Hey, I've got a question for you today. How can you experience joy while you are going through difficulty? We've been learning about joy in the book of Philippians, and we've learned that joy doesn't depend on our circumstances, but sometimes, let's be honest, our circumstances can be so the opposite of joy that it just feels impossible, seems impossible, that we could possibly have joy in the midst of our suffering. Well, we've been in Philippians chapter 2, and we've seen how Jesus humbled himself, became human, went to die on a cross in our place. And then it shifts. I want to read you what followed the suffering for Jesus, because this is the pattern for us. We now follow Jesus, and there will be suffering in this world. And when we can't find joy from our circumstances, not only do we have the Spirit in us and other believers, but we also have the hope of future glory, which makes our present suffering, well, it's something you can bear when you know that your suffering is something you're going through rather than just what you're destined to. You're going through your suffering. You're not going to dead end in it. And it tells us here in Philippians 2 that after Jesus humbled himself and went through all this suffering, verse 9, therefore, or as a result, God elevated Jesus to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So everyone who's died, everyone who's alive, every angel, every human. Verse 11, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So this is a future reality, by the way. Every atheist, every anti-Christian person is going to be kneeling and declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And the point is this, Jesus went through suffering, and the suffering wasn't joyful, but what it will lead to is full of joy. And so where your suffering is not joyful, where you can't find any joy in what you're going through, set your sights ahead on what you're going to. I'll see you tomorrow for more Daily Hope.
If today's devotional inspired you or helped you in any way, I would invite you to keep following Jesus with us every day. Visit cp.church to learn how to gather with us online or in person for our weekend services. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Daily Hope.